Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time now to speak to somebody that's recently celebrated a 100th NSL game, Kate Mann. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you very much.
First of all, how did you first get started on your umpiring journey?
I had a start initially was when I did my novice, when I think I was about 12 or 13. I used to play in Nottingham. Club that I was attending wanted all the players to have a go at being an umpire. That was almost a bit of a false start because I never did anything with it that time. And actually, I moved over. I've always played basketball. My dad was a basketball referee nationally. So he then sort of moved me over from netball umpiring, and then I became a basketball referee. And I did that for a couple of years through my teenage years, and then went to university. Came back from university, and I happened to be babysitting for one of my friends who played netball. And then she decided that I'd be a better netball player than I was a babysitter, and went to play for them as a team. And the team needed, we had to have an umpire basically to play in the league in Derbyshire. And because I'm a teacher and because I've had experience of blowing a whistle, the two things sort of went together quite nicely to put me into the world of umpiring again in netball. So, yeah, so a little bit of a mixture of basketball and netball, umpiring, refereeing, and obviously being a teacher, we're always sort of having to sometimes feel like we're umpiring at sports times.
Keep people in check, late times. That's what you mean.
So that's how I got into it. And I never put the whistle down since.
You're in the East Midlands as well, aren't you? So maybe a word on how supporting the group of mentors in the area was to you in this
time. So I've been really, really lucky we've got some enthusiastic, committed mentors and assessors within East Midlands, and a real talented group who understand what it is to be a grassroots umpire right through to being an international umpire. So Heather Gledel, who's on the Super League scene and in the international scene, but also Jane Bell and Donna, who work within Derbyshire and support many, many, many umpires coming through. So they've been fundamental and essential for my journey within umpiring. And they supported me to be part of the local league, but also interregional, and then through into Prem. And when I sort of started on the journey of my A award, at that point, I got to know Gary Burgess, and Gary has been a really great buddy support, mentor support, but also in a professional capacity as well, has always really supported me, as well as the team within England Netball as well, and giving me that time, their energy, their advice, their little antidotes, their sort of support through umpiring. So I have been really fortunate to have people that I can reach out to, and also people that have been really invested in my umpiring career.
A lot of Super League umpires are IUA qualified. You achieve yours in 2021. What is it? What's involved in that?
I think it's probably goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Hard work, commitment, lots of analysis, fitness as well, and trying to juggle and balance the world of work, the day job, your sort of family, social life, and then obviously getting as much opportunity to umpire at the different sort of levels. And I think working really closely with the other IUAs, so Louise, Gary, Ali, have all been really influential in my IUA career to date, but also, as I say, sort of the assessor group. And the assessor group within Super League are hugely knowledgeable, and it absolutely, without them, I wouldn't be able to do the international role as well as the domestic role that I complete as well. And I think what it involves really is resilience and determination. I'm hugely competitive for myself I do want to try and be the very best and bring to the game. I want to be that umpire that's not noticed, but that umpire that can be really decisive and supportive of the players to be their very best as well. But it does involve keeping up on top of the fitness. It involves analysis of games. It involves listening to hard criticism and having that resilience to get back on that court, even when you might have had criticism, whether that's social media, whether that's from your assessors, although that's always done in a very supportive way. I think I'm quite resilient and I'm hardworking and determined, I think.
I don't think umpires get that much stick on social media, do they?
I think in England we are we're well supported by the netball community. I think people see it as an essential part of netball. I think netball is a highly skilled, but also there's a lot of rules within netball. So yeah, that's it's a really interesting game. And obviously, having been a basketball referee previously, I really enjoy umpiring the rules of netball and the complexities, but also the execution of umpiring those rules really well. Sometimes we do get some criticism on social media, and that can be really hard. But I think I think social media is starting to, I see it in my own, in education, the area that I work in as well. People do want to share their thoughts and opinions, and they're obviously very welcome to those. So yeah, we do see some of it, but I think in England it is fairly, well sort of monitored and managed.
We've had changes in the rules this season as well. They keep you on your toes. What about players that are still trying it on? Are they usually pretty all right about things?
Yeah, I think so. I think certainly in our players, they will always try to push the rules as far as they possibly can. We have really good conversations with coaches, with players, to help understand how the rule, the application of the rule, the clarity of the rule, can be understood by everybody that contributes to the spectacle that is Super League netball. We work really hard as a Super League team of umpires to get into pre-season training. I will attend those sort of more local to me in the East Midlands, and there's some really good conversations, and I value attending those sessions as much as I hope they value me attending the sessions. So yeah, we're exploring, always making sure we represent those rules really well and that players have a good understanding of how to play with inside those rules. But absolutely, the players will always, they're professional athletes. They'll always make sure that they can use those rules to the best of their ability to get that upper hand on their opposition.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, back with Kate Mann. Kate, do you remember your first Super League game?
Yes, it was Northumbria versus Bath, and it was up in Newcastle at the university up there. So yes, I remember it really, really well. And it's the only match, I think, that my husband actually came to. He doesn't like to attend, he doesn't like to watch any of my umpiring. He doesn't like to watch any of the matches, and that's because he gets too nervous.
And what were you like leading into it?
I was ready to go. I really felt that I'd sort of done lots of work beforehand in the Premier League, and lots of mentoring. Had Rachel Radford was my co-umpire, who was hugely supportive and really held my hand through that match. There will never be a match where I don't step out and feel an element of nerves. I think when those go away, that's probably my time to step away, because every game is different. Every game has got a twist or a turn. There's always important decisions to be made. So obviously going into that match, from my first Super League match to my next Super match, will always be a level of anticipation and some nerves. But normally by the time you've done your first drive to the goal line or your first whistle's gone, those nerves certainly settle down.
Super League games are obviously special, but you umpired in World Cup in South Africa as well. First in an African nation, so no comparison really, to be fair.
Yeah, I I was really lucky to umpire the qualifiers in England and also in Africa. So great opportunity that was to meet a lot of the African IUAs or ITIDs in there. And the sense of what the World Cup was going to be like was really clear, you know, vibrant, noisy, exciting, you know, a real celebration of the culture of South Africa and also the other African nations, their cultures and the togetherness. And that then did not disappoint as it translated into the World Cup. It was such a spectacle, so exciting, so much noise, music, singing, and obviously then the energy of the netball, the players, to see them all on that stage, all in one, you know, couple of, you know, was it 10 days, I think it was. And also the umpires as well, you know, the best umpires in the world at that time, doing their job the very best. And with our assessor team as well, who were hugely supportive through those 10 days. Yeah, it absolutely lived up to every expectation, but I was really proud to be at that World Cup.
Did you get a Zimbabwe-Malawi game as well as the standard New Zealand and Australia?
Well, certainly in the qualifiers, absolutely I did. Yeah. And I mean, I can't remember exactly which games I had. I don't think I had all that many New Zealand and Australia matches, actually. I think I certainly
have.
a real mixture, which is great. Really, really different types of players and techniques and styles. And that's the great thing about international netball. You know, when you've got New Zealand versus Malawi, teams like that, like you say, Uganda, and they bring such a different flavour of netball. Again, all under the same rules, but just applied their skill sets in so many different ways. It's really exciting, and that's why I love international umpiring.
It's all about the friendships as well over the years. So what's it like being a member of that team?
We have got really good friendship, I think, and the reason we have that is because there's so many things happen in a 60-minute game that it's just great to pick up the phone to somebody else and say, did you see that? Would you have done that? What did you think about that decision? And also that commonality that we share around being in that fairly intense setting where the pressure does feel on you at times. And certainly as the season moves forwards, as we move forward towards the semi-finals and the finals, the intensity certainly increases. So having those other people who like-minded and understand the situations that you're in, being able to pick up the phone and just sort of offload or gather some understanding from somebody else is really hugely important to an umpire's success. And I will always say to anybody, whether they're starting at grassroots, into awards, C awards, B awards, is not only have a mentor and have somebody who can give you some, you know, tips and information, but also have that person who's also having the same experiences as you. And, you know, lifelong friends have been formed through umpiring. But I also, you know, I believe that through sport generally. I've always played sports from a very young kid. I've been involved with all sorts of sports, whether that's basketball, hockey, netball, swimming. And I've always formed really good friendships with like-minded people.
Are you still glad to be part of things?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good answer.
I think this year, certainly, with the introduction of the Super Shot, it's really exciting. It certainly makes you think in terms of your position, timing, vision. And I think it's added a whole level of excitement. Certainly, you have the first 10 minutes and then that last 5 minutes, the level goes back up again as well, which certainly is exciting, and it really tests us as umpires, as it does with the players as well. So yeah, really excited about the next kind of this round of international going into, obviously Commonwealth Games is coming up in the not too distant future. So just seeing what the opportunities are there and how I can support umpiring and netball in this current period.
And I'm loving the new kit that you all wear, especially the one in black where it's got the squiggle on it. I spoke to Gary about it a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, what do you feel about the kit? Really nice.
Yeah, I think the kit for me is always it's that outward sign of a team. It's that importance that England Netball suit and the Super League place on their umpires, that we look smart, act smart, we're valued, and I think we show up with the players as professionals whilst we're not paid, but we show up as professionals and we see ourselves as professionals. So yeah, really like the kit, love the colours. I'm all about, Andy, whether you can see my nails, but I'm all, wow, always about
the colours of all the Super League teams. Well done. Showing no bias.
Absolutely not.
Finally, how can we find out more about the opportunities that are available to umpire as part of England Netball?
Yeah, so Gary and his team do a great job in terms of promoting officiating. And I think what I would also say is it's not just about blowing the whistle. We also have our technical officials who do an absolutely amazing job. I sometimes look at what they have to do, not to put anyone off, but they do a hugely important job. And actually, there's lots of numbers that go on and they hold their nerve incredibly well, particularly around the super shot. So if officiating is the direction to go, obviously there's the website in terms of England Netball, but certainly the social media presence, Instagram, Facebook as two examples, and absolutely check them out and just see what's happening. And then anybody who is attending any of the Super League matches, you know, grab an umpire, have a conversation with them. You'd love to share our journey. I'd love to share our passion. I gave up playing netball due to an injury, and I didn't want to play netball anymore, but I absolutely wanted to be part of netball. So officiating as an umpire was my way to keep fit, be involved with netball, but certainly there's an option for anybody, old or young, to be part of officiating and join the team. That's how I would recommend people sort of find out a little bit more about it.
Well, somebody that's catching you up is obviously Caswell. Gary was 150 at Netball World Cup in 2019, so got another 100 in you, surely, Kate?
Oh, I really, really hope so. I love sport. In the East Midlands, Nottingham Forest just joining, Loughborough Lightning, yeah, I am placed in a great location. Grassroots is really strong within the East Midlands, so it's all around me, and I don't want to not be part of that. So, yeah, whether I'll keep get as many as Gary, one could only hope. But I'm really well supported, both with family and with my my employer, who really do support me incredibly to do the umpiring as I do. So there's no reason not to, as long as I can keep the knees and the joints
good
going,
answer.
Andy, I'll be there.
Find out more, obviously, on the England Netball website, if you want to find out more about umpiring, englandnetball.co.uk. Kate, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Andy. And thanks for putting me on here and letting me talk about my
Under the spotlight. You loved it.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.